Well, Alex, the perfect start, really. Two wins from two.
And certainly the quality of the performance is building in each game as well. We expected Bromsgrove to pose possibly more of a challenge. The fact is, I think they will cause some upsets this year. They've got a good big side, and they just didn't use their possession well in the second half, especially to get over the gain line and ultimately get over the try line. But like I say, I'm happy with what we're doing. Our defence was generally good, apart from the one score that Bromsgrove got, showed a big weakness through our 10-12 channel. And on our set pieces, slowly getting back to where it should be.
You weren't making any secret about how you were going to approach the game, put it that way. Is that how it panned out?
Yeah, I think so. Certainly, first half sort of scrum dominance led to a lot of penalties coming our way. The referee on the day sort of changed his mind at half time and started seeing the picture slightly differently, and awarded Bromsgrove the ball back off several penalties at scrum time, which let them back into the game. And like I say, once they got possession, they kept it for long periods, just didn't get over the gain line and really trouble us.
Much at any level of the game is about discipline, isn't it, really, nowadays, and not conceding silly penalties. I'm presuming that's something you and Andy Williams beat into the side fairly regularly.
Yeah, we try to. I mean, certainly the first week, the lots of 3 points at Stockport kicked in the first half were all off just silly penalties. First game of the season, boys a bit overexcited. This week was slightly better on that front. And like I say, we were sort of in the driving seat till the game was dead and done, really. We went in at half-time, 3 tries to 1 the better, and we'd sort of broken the back of the game by then. The ref then did change his mind to a few decisions, but they were down to technical things at scrum time, etc. It wasn't ill discipline as such, so, yeah, happy on that front.
If you put the Stockport and the Bromsgrove performances together, out of 10, how would you mark those performances so far?
I think in patches we're sort of pushing 7 or 8, but general play has sort of held it around 6. There's still quite a few basic errors and individual errors which are costing us. Like I say, line out time still isn't quite there. And on analysing the DVD, it's not necessarily a group thing or the call. It's individual skills, whether that be the hookers, the jumpers or the lifters. So we've got to iron that out, because line out's always been a big part of our game too.
This weekend then, it's on to Hull.
Up to Hull. We travelled up there in the past and not really performed, it must be said. They've got a big set of ex-pro players, and the forwards are large, and we sort of stop in the headlights a bit, and by the time we realise they're not as good as they should be, we've lost the game. So hopefully we'll turn that around. I think Hull have started slowly, which might give us the chance to do that. Like I said, they've got a big heavy pack with lots of experience there. They like to control things through the two Murphy boys in the line-out. A lot of stand-up mauling play. But then again, they've got danger in the back. So it's, they try and play a similar game to us. It's just hopefully on the day we'll do it better than them.